Let me see. I'd like to try and understand what you mean about the movement needing a bowel movement.
Well, I think that probably a lot of the trouble we're having is that people don't know that much about nutrition, even though they know too much.
About nutrition?
Yeah. Cooked foods are real bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat meat.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, I started not eating it because I just, because of the thought of it.
Well, of course.
The taste of it, I was so indifferent to.
Well, it's very hard to digest, my lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does that, people either not knowing too much or knowing too much, relate to music or to women's liberation, you know, knowing too much about nutrition?
Well, I think everybody nowadays knows. I think all the peaks are showing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that everybody knows that they shouldn't cook their food and use white sugar because of the depletion of vitamin B and things like that. I'm sure there are a lot of books available on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even whether more people are knowing that or not, there's still more of these franchise food things coming up all along the...
Well,
you know, where the street that I live on has 31 franchise things within a 2-mile area.
A lot of people don't care what they eat, but they know not to, I'm sure. I mean, like, you can, when you eat white sugar, it's just like 10 minutes of solid shaking apart. I mean, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's like gasoline.
Okay, how does that relate? That's something that's very important, the nutrition.
I think the nutrition is probably one of the most important things, because if you eat bad, you're going to feel bad, and if you feel bad, you're going to do bad things. You're not going to do good things when you feel bad.
I see. Well, that relates to music, and just that feeling good is going to help you do better things.
Yeah, I think that, that most of the rock and roll and stuff like that is a product of guilt, because people cop licks off of dead people. It's like stealing the pennies out of a dead man's eyes.
Like Creedence Clearwater kind of thing.
Well, I'm tired of these lullabies. You know what I mean? Like the Beatles, all the lullabies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard Lullaby of Broadway when I was a baby, and I hear it now. I'm still a baby, but
who do you think is doing?
I think we are.
Significant things. You are. Are you the only group that is?
I would say so. I haven't heard anything else. I haven't heard anything that got away from Mama's heartbeat. All I've heard is a rebellion against parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of hearing that.
Does this include all kinds of...
I don't listen to it.
Does this include all kinds of, have you listened to Pink Floyd at all?
Oh, yeah.
Or Moody Blues, or things of those that are sort of considered experimental kind of groups?
Yeah, but I don't see it.
You don't think
I don't see that as I see that as the same thing, the same old cake with a different icing.
Okay, how
at least I could crack the ice, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. How is yours then? Where's the difference come in your music?
I don't think there's any competition in our stuff.
You mean they can't be compared?
I don't see how. And I don't think there's any competition. I didn't do it to be compared.
Uh-huh.
Or impaired. Right? I just did it impaled. You know, with points and justification.
Uh-huh. Well, listening to you the other night, I wouldn't have thought to try and compare you to anyone.
Well, that's good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it, but those are in a way separate things, because I can listen to other people and not be able to compare them and not enjoy it. Just because it doesn't have a comparison to me doesn't mean that it's not enjoyable.
Yeah.
So